The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We showed him, and he liked it. Michael Rappaport is here, and he's at CB Live at Desert Ridge. The show is yours. Congratulations. I don't know if you want it or not, but I don't. So I'm going to take off now. Michael's over there. You're at Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow. You were at CB Live last night.
Yes.
So Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow if you want to go down there, standuplive.com. Welcome. Sorry we had to put you through
Glad
the fish
to be
video.
Here. Glad to be here. No worries at all. I appreciate it.
Try to tell people what you saw. Without, you know, telling people what you saw.
It's something that shouldn't be seen. Like, the fact that people would do that and videotape it is one thing. And then do that, videotape it, and then post it on your own accord is insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be Let's identified. Just say it was very fishy.
It was quite very fishy. It's a fishy
and it's
video.
It's not proper fishing etiquette.
Yeah. No, not proper fishing etiquette.
It's wrong to do to the fish.
It's wrong to do to the fish. It's wrong to do to me.
Yes.
I walked in here to just do a family-friendly interview to promote my family-friendly shows in a family-friendly city.
It's what you're known for. You're practically the Disney of comedy. You know,
in general, just the Disney of show business.
So, yeah, you're a guy that people know. Trust, yes, this will not get out of hand.
Yes.
He's under control at all times.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, it's weird, and it happened, and I can't escape it now. It's part of my day. Now, part of my life.
Yes, it's part of your soul.
When they dig me up, that video will show.
100%.
Like, you know, like Princess Leia came out of R2-D2.
Yes,
this will be on me.
Exactly.
The stand up thing's working out.
Stand up thing's working out. Stand up thing is fun. Stand up thing is just a fun, unpredictable, challenging, unique way to articulate and express yourself. Yeah. I love performing live. It's unpredictable in a good way. You never really know what the vibe or the energy or the pace of a show is going to be, and I really like that.
Every crowd's different.
Yeah. Every crowd is different. Every show is different. You know, the crowd brings a vibe. You bring a vibe, and you know, Phoenix has its own vibe. So I'm looking forward to 4 more shows this weekend. Yeah. At Stand Up Live, it was great the last time I was there, and I'm looking forward to kicking butt tonight and tomorrow. Yeah.
What have you found? Like, because you've been at it long enough now to know, like, oh God, there's a moment here. This was my one indoctrination into what I can never do again. You've had the nights, not the bombs, but the nights where you're like, oh, I didn't see this coming.
That's a good question. You know, it's really each and every show. You know, it depends on what you want to do with the. You know, some crowds want to participate. Some crowds want to. You know, are like being talked to. Some crowds don't like being talked to. And you just kind of flow off of it. But then also at the end of the day, you have to be the leader. Like when you're on stage, like people don't want to have a comedian not knowing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. You have to sort of, you know, wrangle everything.
They'll start pushing you around.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to be in control of it. Just like you guys were in control of
of you.
Of me when I walked in here showing me that video.
Like hostages.
Exactly.
You have to treat them like
exactly,
hostages.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you know, last night was great. And like I said, every show is unique and different. And, you know, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here before the Waste Management Golf Tournament. I'm happy to be here before the Super Bowl gets to town. Yeah. Because I know next week is going to be
crazy
nuts.
Now, you had never heard of our golf tournament.
I'm not a big golf person.
This is not a golf tournament.
I know. You explained it to me. It sounds like more golf should have this energy and this vibe.
It would. It's more
because
of a
golf
soccer
is so
thing.
buttoned up, and you know, you have to be respectful. You know, just the same way tennis. I think it's a sport that, you know, when you're hitting the ball, there should be quiet. But I feel like, you know, golf doesn't need to be this prim and proper sort of sport. I think it should have more energy and more.
This one does, and it is loud. Like the decibel levels are rock concert loud.
Man, that's crazy.
You should go to that if you're coming back for that. That's if you're not a golf fan, because I don't like.
It sounds like it's fun. I don't like crowds.
Awesome. I don't either. That's why I don't want to.
Which is great for me to be coming back next Thursday after my show.
Oh, you're going
to
love it.
Oh, yeah. If you're coming back next week, it's a perfect time to kind of get some isolation.
Yeah, the airport
gonna be
will be chill. Right?
Empty. Yeah, yeah, you're going to be fine.
Like, the traffic will be fine. Yeah. Like,
you could be walking around going, is COVID still around here?
Right.
Nobody's
like, what's happening here?
It's going to be insane next week.
I know.
Not going to the Super Bowl?
I am not going to the Super Bowl. I'll be watching that in the comfort of my home, which is my preferred way, although I want to see Rihanna perform.
Yeah.
And I think the game itself is going to be dope. I think the game's going to be really good. I think it's you got the two best teams, so I'm excited about
that. I like when sports ends up with the 2-1-1, and it's kind of clear through the playoffs. Like, okay, these are the two best.
I agree. Even though, you know, the call, you know, the guy knocking, getting that, you know, roughing the passer, that sucked. But, you know, I think that game would have went either way. Yeah. That game was up for grabs.
Yeah. And either one of those teams could have gone, and it still would have been they're the best team. Because whoever wins the Chiefs-Bengals game is better.
So 100%.
I was fine watching the Chiefs win. I think
it was going to go down to overtime or something.
Yeah.
As long as Philly doesn't win, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm from New York. If Phoenix doesn't understand the New York, what would be the rivalry between Phoenix?
We, sort of with L.A.
Okay.
In a way, but not really because we kind of like them. L.A.'s
the basketball and football, you know, is Cowboys for a while.
Right.
A little bit. We don't really have a crazy rivalry.
New Yorkers in general, it's Philadelphia Eagles and the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
So I can't support the Philadelphia Eagles doing anything. Yeah. Although I like the Philadelphia 76ers, but the Philadelphia Eagles and the Boston Red Sox, these are subhuman fans.
It just takes you one game to find out the crowd.
Right. Well, that's what I've been saying all week is like trying to have our Uber drivers pick up a little rude so these people from Philly don't think this is a nice place and start coming back. We don't want Philly is to me, Philly is the racist sister of Boston. It's like it is the worst.
It's a better city. I like Boston as a city, but I hear what you're saying.
It's just creepy, cringy.
Philadelphia Eagle fans are animals.
They're awful. They're horrible human beings.
But I would hang out with Philadelphia Eagles fans faster than I would Boston Red Sox fans.
No kidding.
That's not even a human being.
It's the lady with the fish.
I don't care what any of them. There's great people from Boston you could talk about. I don't know.
There's
new
just
kids
no
on the block,
fun in that.
Bill Burr, Dennis Leary. These are great people. These are, as far as being Red Sox fans, these are not
human.
I'm telling you, if you check the chromosomes, these are not human beings.
You're saying a Red Sox fan would be aroused by the video we showed you.
Oh, they wouldn't,
animal.
Not even aroused. They wouldn't bat an eye. It wouldn't even be aroused.
Probably both Red Sox fans.
Would they be like, you haven't done that?
That's
you
like a nature video. That's like, those are like a
Geo.
Kitten. A puppy's video. They'd get tickled.
They
get tickled by it.
They're waiting for Attenborough's voice to come in there.
Yes.
God, that's disgusting. Yeah, exactly. I just don't want Philly people to be comfortable while they're here.
I understand what you're saying.
I want our Uber drivers to be rude.
They ain't staying. It's too chill out here.
Yeah, that could be.
We have a lot of New Yorkers out here, too, which helps.
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that, which I like that.
Yeah, that'll keep them away.
Yes.
But we need because our Uber drivers are like, hey, how are you? Everything great? We're a resort town, and I just don't want the Philly people to feel like, oh, there's a place.
Maybe this is a place we should come back to.
Yeah, I don't want them coming back. I want them to really come back and go, man, Phoenix sucked.
Yes.
I don't want Chamber of Commerce weather.
I got you.
I don't want them to be comfortable.
You want something
to
be right.
Right.
Yeah.
We're big
you.
Enough. We're fine. We're big enough. You
I
guys
understand.
Are ugh, gross. And then running around asking for water all the time. I don't even know what the hell they're saying.
Don't ruin our spring training.
You're
coming
gonna,
up.
There's so much cool stuff that happens here. If they show up, they'll
don't
ruin
make it comfortable for
them. Yeah, and Boston, too. But that's what I like about Florida. They take Boston.
100%.
Yeah, that's theirs. And they
the
can
East
have
Coast,
it.
They go to Florida.
Yeah, that's
don't worry about
great
it coming out here. It's too far away.
Yeah. Do you have cities that you travel to now? You're like, oh, God. Other than Philly and Boston. Because those are ones I don't even want to visit.
You know, the city that made the biggest impression on me was the Orlando airport.
Really?
Because when you get off a plane at the Orlando airport, you see the dread and you see the after taking, like it's families and families of children. And you see the look when I got off the plane in the Orlando airport and saw the look on the parents' faces and the regret. And the disappointment for the choices, the bad choices made with the four kids and the five kids, and spending your entire, you know, a year's savings.
Life savings.
That was a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
And there's an airport. There's a hotel in the airport.
In Orlando?
I'm telling you.
You can live there?
Because they missed so many flights? Yeah. Or they ran out of money?
Whatever the case is, that tripped me out. As far as the cities I've been to, the Orlando airport is a wild place.
And did you find that the Orlando town matches that? Like when you're doing stand-ups?
The people are always good.
Yeah.
Like the people that come to the shows are always good because it's local people. Because if you're visiting a city, you're not coming to a comedy show.
That's true.
So the crowds are always that, but it's just the... It's the tourists at the Orlando airport.
I never really thought about that because you sense you get that same thing. It'd be hilarious to see the flights, just like the flight over to Vegas.
Yeah,
it's very similar.
And then the flight back is
it's very similar, except for it's with kids.
Yeah.
So
and
you
a
just
lot of them are like, I'm out. Kids might have to stay
you
here.
Lost
what
kids.
I want to do, you guys tell me if you think this is a good business proposal. I'm looking to open an adoption agency in the Orlando airport.
They want to
where
get rid
you
of
could
them.
Just get rid of the children.
You wouldn't have enough room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I really late term abortion center.
Right. Like that's what I'm saying. Abortion / adoption agency. In right there in the age, we don't need a lot of paperwork. It's like you could just give up these kids for a fee.
Yeah, it's like getting married in Vegas. You can get rid of your kid in Orlando.
100%.
I actually love that because I'm all for it.
100%.
I look at people who act like my favorite thing that people with kids always say is, "Don't get me wrong, I love my kids, but."
Right.
And then they say something amazing about their lives if they weren't there.
If you need a precursor,
you know they're going to say something terrible about their kids when it's like, don't get me wrong, I love them. But if they didn't exist, I'd be much happier.
Exactly. I totally understand. Yeah. And Orlando was the place when you ask about different cities. But, you know, like I said, I'm excited to be in Phoenix. The crowds were great last time. You know, I like the city. I like the vibe. I like the weather. I like the people. I have the honor and the privilege today to go to Cafe Bianco.
Oh, yeah.
Pizzeria Bianco. So I'm looking forward
Without
to that.
Without the wait.
With no wait.
I'm looking forward to that because I've heard and saw a lot about this pizza, and I know he's in New York, and he's very prideful. And, you know, apparently the best pizza in the country.
Let me tell you this.
We were just talking.
Lower the bar.
Okay.
just in case.
Okay.
It's very good.
Okay.
But it's pizza.
Okay. Right.
And people lose their minds and travel here and then they leave the same as the Orlando airport. Like it was pizza.
Right.
Really good pizza.
Okay. How many restaurants would you go to that you have a 2-hour wait? I mean, if you had a 2-hour wait.
I don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't wait for food because if you wait 2 hours, nothing will live up to the standards.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, and traveling to it, nothing lives up to it.
So that's what I'm saying. Better because you're not waiting.
Right.
That'll help.
That will help.
100%.
Yeah, that's going to be much better. Yeah.
You know, like there's these like sushi places or like these, you know, hamburger places. But if you're waiting that long, you're going to wind up, you're going to starve yourself.
Yeah.
And then it's just too much.
If you had to stand in a lobby for 2 hours for a blowjob, the blowjob would be bad.
Exactly.
So it's no matter how good the thing might be.
Nothing will live up to the standard.
Exactly.
So I have the fortune of using my star power to do that. So I think I'll have a...
Did you use it or was it offered to you? Because I like if you used it.
No, I did.
I
used it.
And you called and said hi.
I reached out. I reached out.
TV and films Michael Rappaport.
New Yorker.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. So I'm looking forward to that. And
he knew you immediately.
Say it again?
He knew you immediately.
I think so.
Yeah, okay,
I think so. I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope so. And
otherwise.
You know, so I'm looking forward to eating that. I'm eating some good.
It'll be good. It'll be very good. But again, lower the bar because it's just pizza.
Gotcha.
And I think people come here thinking it's going to change their lives. And they're like, no, this is just really good pizza.
Right.
You're from New York. You know
pizza
good pizza.
Pizza in New York is an overrated thing.
It is.
There's great pizza in New York, but there's so many pizzerias in New York almost like Starbucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And Starbucks, you know what you're getting no matter where you go, which I like.
Yeah.
But the pizza in New York, you can't just go into any pizza place and expect, you know, God to touch the
world's best.
Yeah, Oprah kind of wrecked the Bianco because she said it's the best pizza in the world. And then everybody started to flock out here. And it's really good. But again, like you said, it's pizza.
Yes.
Calm down. You've been to New York. You've had great pizza. You've had bad pizza. But it's still
pizza.
Well,
I'm looking forward. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm happy talking to you guys.
Yeah, no, it's good. Michael Rappaport's at Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow. And you remind me, like when I back to the Orlando thing. When I went to Australia, it reminded me because at the airport in Sydney, when the Americans are getting on the plane, that same look of mistake and dread is on their face because it cost them a lot, and all of them are trying to figure out what to do with their didgeridoo. Because right. everybody bought a dumb didgeridoo.
Which was
didgeridoo.
Allowed, and most of them lost their koala.
Right. Well, what does a didgeridoo?
It's that big thing that... that giant pipe. And you don't know what to do. And they're all there in baggage claim. And so I bought a gift for my friend.
A didgeridoo?
No, I bought it worse.
I like saying didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo's a fun word. Yeah. I bought a... well, everything in Australia is like wollygongy and didgeridoo.
Right.
They're children language. But I bought a koala at the airport to bring because while we were there, my friend had a kid. So I'm like, I'll get the kid a gift here. And they've got a scam running there because as you go through, you buy the koala and they're like, sorry, can't take this with you, mate. And I'm like, why? It's like, yeah, it's actual koala hair. Can't go out of the country. And we're just selling it at the airport. it can't leave the country.
That's funny.
I had to give it back.
That's true. A scam.
It's a scam.
That's a good scam.
Yeah, it was great. And I think I watched the guy put it right back
scam.
On the shelf. I did too. I didn't get my money back.
Dumb yank.
That's a good scam.
It's a whole store of koala hair.
And that's
like,
funny.
On your way out, Mike, grab one of the, you know.
That's funny. You got a good accent.
Man,
good
thank you. I was pissed off. There. I learned how to talk to those people.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I want my yellow money back, and they wouldn't give it to me.
That's
that was
funny.
Crazy. But yeah, that same
that's
look
like
on everybody's
face. That's like the Starbucks
face.
That they sell in the airport on the side of security.
Yeah.
Like, as you, yes. So you get right. bilked on the way
yeah,
in.
You can't,
so you take a sip of it, and then you got to throw it out.
Yeah. They double dip you.
Double dip you.
Michael, you have opinions about things. You kind of know.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, I
don't want to push
it.
Look, if you're not comfortable with topics, just let me know. The Chinese balloons. Are you following the Chinese balloons?
Well, are they following
yes.
us?
What's yes. going on?
There's a spy balloon.
How is it that the spy balloon.
The size of three school buses floating above.
Has anyone actually seen it?
Yes, they should, yesterday. Yeah. And so, but then everybody's like, what is that? And then the government's like, oh, Chinese spy balloon.
You know what? Listen, if they're looking for military stuff, that's one thing. But as far as us, they got it all, the phones.
That's what I thought.
What do you want? You've seen...
Yeah, but and now we've seen people with fish inside
fishes
their genitals. What are they looking for?
What do you want?
Yeah. As far as there's any way we could scramble it, well, that's all they see.
But we won't shoot
it
down.
Fish video.
But it's a fact that's what it is.
Yeah,
yeah. And the Chinese government came out and said, you don't want an international incident, so don't do anything.
So don't shoot it down.
Wow. So it's getting
that's
something.
An act of war.
Yeah. Wow. And where is it exactly?
Montana.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, if they think that there's something going on interesting in Montana, that Chinese balloon, you know, is...
But maybe
well, we
there
have,
is.
Our guy, our producer's from Montana. Yeah. And
it's just nothing but missiles and silos and all sorts of stuff.
Like
litter the earth.
In Montana.
Yeah.
That's where it's popping out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we should shoot it down. We have to, right?
I mean, what would they do if they saw we had a balloon
and
over...
And we're using balloons? What don't I know? The whole morning has become what I...
Yeah, what don't I know?
What don't I know? And maybe I shouldn't want
to. A lot.
Yeah.
I just drive around stupid.
I feel like when I was driving around totally stupid, things were simpler for me.
It was better, right?
Yes. When I started like being a know-it-all and sniffing around, and there's so many podcasts and YouTubes and CB radios, and everybody's got opinions.
You don't want to know, man.
It is better than before we had the information. You could Google everything and... I things were simpler for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think being dumb is the way to go.
I agree.
Yeah, because otherwise I get too smart and I won't know everything.
Right,
and it's just
and you start
get me in
thinking
trouble.
And asking questions. Yeah. It was easier. It was easier then.
I agree. It's more like being children. I think dumb and down's the route. Mm-hmm. Maybe suck down some of those contrails everybody's talking about.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. What does bother you right now? What's on your mind that's making Michael Rappaport?
Man, what's bothering me? Yeah. You know, I got to be honest. So far this year... It's been pretty chill. This year has been. You know what's bothering me? I feel like this Good Morning America, TJ Holmes, Amy Robach thing. You know, you guys know this. Everybody wants ratings. Everybody wants views. Everybody wants looks. Give us what we want.
Yes,
we want those guys giving us the Good Morning America information. You want to talk about ratings gold?
I said it last week. We should hire them here in the building for one of our other stations. It would be huge.
What is the problem?
I don't know.
Like, who are we trying to fool here, Good Morning America? You have the opportunity to be at the top of the top. And they don't even need to come into the studio. They could just do it from the comfort of their home.
Sure could.
They're waking up with you
for
real.
Well, that's why they're saying...
Oh, that's a great idea. They're in bed, like John and Yoko. With a Zoom camera doing Good Morning America from bed together.
This is what happened last night. There's a Chinese balloon. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston has a new movie coming out.
Yep.
Number one.
There's some
period. Number one, period. Yeah.
There's nothing close. Their story is so ready to be heard, and everybody's like, they're going to get a great show out of this. They're going to be Ryan and Kelly. They're going to do all that stuff.
I think they'll get a program on HGTV.
Whatever it is, they're going to win.
Something. Yeah. So that was something this week. I'm like, just give the people what we want. We want TJ. We want Amy giving us the morning every single day.
TJ and Amy on HGTV, Gumar House.
Gumar House.
They fix up the mistress's
swing
house.
Houses.
The swing house. The swing house is gold.
Because TJ needs to be stopped.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Dude's banging everybody.
Stopping that.
I mean, he's got this guy's reckless.
Yeah.
He needs to be stopped.
He hosed everyone at ABC.
Everyone and their assistant and his assistant and their AEs.
Yeah.
He's wild.
What's going on morning TV? Because in the last 10 years, Matt Lauer had a lock on the inside of his door. TJ's banging everybody at Good Morning America.
It's a wild place.
Charlie Rose got the boot from.
Like, let's cut the crap. We want it. That's what I'm saying.
Show me your fish, is what you're saying.
Show me your fish video.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need some more people with their exclusive fish videos. Yeah, yes. I said it a week ago. I'm like, this is a ratings bonanza for somebody. Decides to hire them and
look
say.
Look what happened with Tariq and the other girl. She got her spinoff show, that married couple on the HGTV.
Oh, yeah.
That went through the divorce and they
Christina.
Still made them. Yeah, Christina.
She's got four shows now.
Yes.
He wandered around with a gun in the woods for a day after their divorce. And the next thing you know, it's like, what's this show about?
100%.
Like, people love that.
They want that.
You
they
look
want
at podcasts,
that.
The top 10 podcasts are all about who murdered who.
Right. And we can't have TJ and Amy on and them giving us the Good Morning America.
Just hosing her during commercial breaks and coming back and her hair's a mess and we know what happened. And then another girl walks by and his eyes just flip
that's
over.
That's
you could set up all the drama.
Like, stop acting
advertisers
like
would be lying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that's been on my mind.
That's a good one.
But, you know, like I said, I feel like thus far this year has been pretty chill.
A little slow.
A little slow, right?
A little slow.
Don't you think?
Going fast.
Not a lot of, it's going quick, but there's not a lot going on. And that always makes me nervous. Because the last time I actually said those words was to someone, I said, it just feels weird because the world feels like it kind of came to a stop. Not a lot's going on. And then 2 days later, plane smashed into the World Trade Center. I know. And I had that conversation with the girl
Really?
She was in New York, and I said, look, I said, so long as when you're back, everything's fine, it just feels like everything's kind of come to a halt, and there's no juice flowing.
Man.
And then 2 days later.
We don't want that.
No.
So I always
bring up that happened after.
Yes.
So I don't want to jinx it again.
But so far, so good. It's been pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty normal. So we'll see. Whatever we just put in the ether ruined it.
Yes.
So it's about to blow up.
And that video we just saw, that could be the beginning of the end.
It's going to be a big nuclear Chinese balloon hanging out over that golf tournament now.
It makes the stock market go up. Play it.
Yeah. Weird stuff happens. The Super Bowl's in town, and like nobody's batting an eye at the idea that we've got these giant Batman helicopters going around taking samples of the air for nuclear radiation so they get a baseline in case something pops. And everybody's just saying it like, isn't that a neat helicopter? I'm like, no.
No, it's not.
It's horrifying what they're looking for and what it's building in case we get nuked.
In case we get
during
nuked.
The Super Bowl.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. That's Dirty what we're ball. Living with. You don't need to be here.
During the waste management, the golf tournament slash Super Bowl.
It's horrifying. Are you doing any movies or anything right now? Or are you just
I'm doing a TV show. I'm doing the second season of Life and Beth with Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which we just started shooting. And I'm touring. I'm on the road. And I got my podcast.
Yeah. You're busy.
Here's an interesting. You guys, I have a great episode with Alec Baldwin that we just put out.
When did
just
you do
yesterday.
It?
Wow.
When did you
Come
do
on.
That?
Just we did it before this round of
before the indictments.
Yes,
before the actual charges.
Which let me tell you something. Being somebody who's been on sets for years, this Alec Baldwin is a person that it's easy for people to, you know, if this had happened to another actor. Yeah. People wouldn't mock it.
He's polarizing.
They'd feel more sorry.
This is a tragedy, what happened.
Horrible.
Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible incident for this woman and her family. This is a mother and a wife. For the people that were there. And the fact that it happened to Alec Baldwin and people are politicizing it and mocking it because of his political stuff is disgusting.
People hate him. And that's the problem.
Hate him.
Yeah.
And some do.
Yeah.
And he's always had a bombastic career because of his relationship with the paparazzi and all that stuff. But the fact that people are turning that accident into some sort of political fodder is not good.
Do you think he helped himself though? Because right away he went into protect Alec mode with his interviews. I think.
I agree. And that might not have been. I didn't see that whole interview, to be honest with you. But
it seemed like he was dismissing the tragedy to make sure everybody knew he was okay.
Yes.
And that's where I think the people who hated him saw that.
They're
going to
see whatever they want.
That's true.
Because of the Trump stuff.
That's true.
I think he's just driven so much that he just wants to, I want to set the record straight here, you know.
But the best advice
was shut
up. So he starts
doing the interviews. I know.
Yeah, the best advice was stop, Alec. Don't pull over on the side of the road.
He has to be traumatized by that.
Completely.
Because when you're on a film or television set and you're rehearsing with what you think is a prop gun for something like that to happen, and it's not
and
just
you've done it before
hundreds of times.
Yes,
we all have as actors. We all have, and it's such a laissez-faire, casual sort of thing.
Yeah,
to rehearse with guns and you know point it down, point it up, point it to the side, and for something like that to happen, I couldn't imagine.
Have you ever, when you fired a gun in a movie, it's interesting. This is an amazing side. So when you ever fired it, are you, because they always say, well, the actor's the last line. They should also be trained and check the gun. Have you ever been through that? So like you say, it's kind of taken for granted that this safety measure has been taken. So you just get the gun and do your job.
Yes.
And you never once looked and said, all right, let's make
sure. There has been times where I've been like, you catch yourself after where you're like, oh, wait, this is, you know, anything.
You're just assuming. Yeah. It's safe.
All of us have.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sure.
All of us have. And this happened to be the one time where it's a terrible, terrible, terrible.
What's your takeaway after talking to him?
He's a very interesting, charismatic, smart, caring, you know, a big personality. He's cool.
Yeah. He's always been the thing he did with the Seinfeld.
He's awesome.
He's hilarious, but he is polarizing.
And so am I.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I was just going to say that. You have that same thing. So you and him talking together is going to bring out even more of the vitriol towards
Alec. So it's a cool. We just talk about acting and actors and his career. And
he's going back and they're going to finish that film. I mean, they already
finished it.
Yeah,
they finished
it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you feel like that during the interview, was there like parameters? Did he say, all right, let's not?
I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you didn't.
Because I know.
So what was he on there for?
We were just talking about like acting and actors and his.
Was it difficult not to just look and go, all right, we got to have this? It just
It wasn't for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I would have driven me nuts.
Because I know what. If you've been, like, if you really have done that, like, a bunch of times, like I have with guns, and then for something like that to happen. And also, it's easy to make fun of this sort of thing, like I see online, but, like, someone died.
Yeah.
A woman.
Terrible.
What was the feedback you got from people after the interview? Polarizing?
I'm surprised that it hasn't been so polarized because the interview is so specific.
Yeah.
But it's you should check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
You should check it out. It's interesting.
Go on your podcast. That is a fascinating get of a guest at this point, too.
And I have a podcast just like everybody.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
Podcasts like buttholes.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
Literally, everybody's got one. My plumber.
Although
Dorman,
I did see a lady at Bob Evans.
Dude, and you should check it out.
In Toledo, Ohio.
100%.
I saw a woman without one.
Well, that's
a very strange thing, but that always registers with me. It says everybody's opinions are like a-holes. Everybody's got one. I'm like, I've met someone without it.
Just the one person.
But I know it's only one, but it lives in your mind.
One or two people. Yes.
Still enough to be effective.
There's always a couple.
Say. Exactly.
But when you've seen it, you're kind of like, nope, that's not right.
100%.
She pops up immediately.
Majority have one.
Yes, exactly.
Almost everyone.
The majority of people have one.
It's arguable, but let's just settle on that as our basis. Michael Rappaport at Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow. Leave us with words of wisdom, sir. Something. That's fascinating.
Stay safe, stay sane, and stay disruptive. That's all I could say is keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eye on the balloon in the sky.
That's right.
And, you know, for all the people of Phoenix and Arizona, you know, God bless you next week when the traffic comes.
It's going to be a nightmare. Yeah, we'll get through it. Michael, thank you. Always a pleasure.
I appreciate
Always
it.
Always interesting. Michael Rappaport, everybody.
I appreciate you guys having me on again.
Anytime. Stretch it out next time.
Yes, I will. Right. Saw that, right?
Yeah.
Did you tell the people how malleable, how flexible?
You are a pipe cleaner.
You saw that, right?
I was amazed,
I would have done more for you if I had known you guys were gawking. I would have done some downward dogs if I had known.
It wouldn't have been the same if you knew.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It was just for us. Michael Rappaport, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.